Challenges and Barriers to the Use and Provision of Assistive Technology in Africa, A Systematic Review. Burhanu Mulat Addis 1, Josh Britton 1, T. Claire Davies 1, Queen's University, Kingston, Canada. Introduction: People living with different types of disabilities often require assistive technologies to improve their body function and performance. Assistive technologies include any type of device or system whose primary purpose is to maintain or improve an individual's functioning and independence to facilitate participation and enhance quality of life. 1. These devices can also help prevent secondary health conditions and further impairment. 2. A large variety of ATS are available, ranging from low to high-tech products that provide the opportunity for persons with disabilities to enhance their well-being and quality of life. People who may benefit from assistive technologies move through various institutional processes to access these tools and resources. However, there are documented inequities in both access to services and funding mechanisms throughout the traditional processes. 3. It is estimated that currently more than 1 billion people need one or more assistive products globally, and more than 2 billion people will need at least one assistive product by 2030. 4. The distribution and access to AT in most African countries has not been clearly quantified. However, according to the World Health Organization, access to appropriate assistive technology and services is often poor in resource-limited settings such as Africa. For instance, a study conducted in the region of Southern Africa found that only 15-25% of people with disabilities who need AT have access to it. 5. Poor AT coverage and access in resource-limited countries can be due to poverty of the individual and country, environmental barriers, poor procurement systems, a lack of support services, as well as a shortage of service providers and inadequate training of the available service providers. 6. The purpose of this systematic review is to comprehensively evaluate the challenges and barriers governing access to AT. Methods: preferred reporting items for systematic reviews and meta-analyses, PRISME, protocols were implemented. 7. Eligibility criteria: this review aimed to include all research investigating the challenges and or barriers to using assistive technology for persons with disability in Africa. The population of interest for this evaluation included persons who use AT of any age within the countries identified within the continent of Africa. Articles were included if they were published in peer-reviewed journals written or translated into English before 2020. Each had to include an assistive technology intervention, including mobility aids, vision aids, hearing aids, and communication and cognitive tools. Articles were excluded from this study if they did not include participants who were in Africa, or if the data from participants in Africa could not be differentiated from populations from other countries within the article. Information sources and search strategy: Embase, PubMed, Medline, and Web of Science databases were searched for journal articles to be included. The last search was completed on February 7, 2020. References of papers found through this method were also searched to identify any relevant articles not retrieved in the database search process. The database search string included assistive technology and appropriate variations or synonyms. The term Africa and the name of each country within the continent was also included in the search. Study selection and quality assessment: all articles retrieved via database searches were included for screening. Initial screening and full text screening were completed using Covisint Systematic Review Software. 8. A minimum of 2 reviewers independently evaluated each article against the inclusion and exclusion criteria. Conflicts in screening decisions were resolved through discussion between reviewers until consensus was reached. After full text screening, data was extracted from articles identified for inclusion. Variables extracted from each article include study location, study design, method of data collection, inclusion and exclusion criteria, sample population, study purpose, outcomes, and conclusions. Quality assessment of each study was completed using the Grade Evaluation Scale 9 and the Joanna Briggs Institute Levels of Evidence 10. Results: following database searching and the screening process, a total of 19 journal articles were included for review. Variability in outcomes of interest and lack of quantitative data limited the applicability of a meta-analysis. All articles included received a grade score of low, with most of the articles being case studies or qualitative cross-sectional research. Limited representation of research on AT in North and Central African countries was evident, as shown in Table 1. Outcome category: method of evaluation satisfaction, use efficacy, usability. 1117. Self-developed questionnaires: questions functioning every day in a wheelchair, FEW instrument. Quebec user evaluation of satisfaction with assistive technology, Quest survey, observations, follow-up emails, W questions, structured interviews, engagement, experiences, challenges. 1318. Individual child engagement record, revised structured interviews, observations, accessibility, mobility, Awareness of Barriers, 1922, Self-Developed Questionnaires, Observational Checklists, In-Depth Interviews, Architectural and Transportation Barriers, Compliance Board Guidelines, Psychosocial, 23, Psychosocial Impact of Assistive Devices Scale, PIADS, at Sources, 6. Self-Developed Questionnaires, Table 1. Number of articles per country. No country. Number of articles: 1 South Africa, 3 2 Kenya, 3 3 Nigeria, 3 4 Sierra Leone, 2 5 Tanzania, 2 6 Malawi, 1 8 Ghana, 1 9 Zimbabwe, 1 10 Botswana and Swaziland, 1 11 Sierra Leone and Malawi, 1 12 Sudan, Namibia, Malawi, South Africa. 1 Measuring outcomes. Most notable among the reviewed articles is the discrepancy in methods utilized for obtaining results and evaluating outcomes. 5 main categories of outcomes were identified in the literature, many with multiple approaches to evaluation. Table 2. Interviews, observations, and self-developed questionnaires are the most common forms of data collection utilized. However, specific questions and observations vary across studies, and the reliability and validity of these methods is unclear. Table 2. Main categories of outcomes: DISCUSSION based on the search results and overall analysis of materials collected in the review process. Key barriers and challenges of AT provision in Africa are presented and discussed as a set of generalized themes which can be considered as inputs for policymakers and researchers in the field. Physical and environmental barriers. It is evident in the literature that many users of assistive technology, AT, in Africa have difficulty within their activities to daily living due to physical and environmental barriers. The primary physical barrier includes the inaccessibility of buildings in Africa for those with sensory motor impairments. Public buildings and educational institutions are often not compliant with accessibility guidelines or have assistive facilities that were installed for general use rather than purposefully for those with disabilities. 20.22. Examples include the absence of elevators in multi-level buildings, lack of braille services, or the disregard for identification of available assistive facilities. Environmental barriers including difficult terrain such as large hills and rough roads or seasonal flooding in some areas of Africa have been shown to exacerbate difficulties experienced by rural AT users. 6.11. These environmental barriers place a burden on older persons who do not have the strength needed to navigate the landscape, as well as persons with mobility impairments who feel their devices are unsafe in these environments. These physical and environmental challenges can lead to a loss of independence and the need for additional AT devices to improve access for indoor and outdoor services. 24. Ensuring that persons with disabilities are included in the design of public facilities and services should be paramount, as participatory processes have been identified as essential to ensure the mainstreaming of accessibility. 25. In addition, it is important to educate the public on the value of an accessible environment to all members of society to encourage inclusivity and buy-in. Financial limitations and lack of access to AT service and repair. In almost every study, financial and resource constraints were identified as major bottlenecks to access AT devices in Africa. This results in a large proportion of persons with disabilities left without access to assistive technology devices. 13, 15, 19, 23, 26, 27. The distribution of AT is significantly hindered in rural places as compared to urban areas due to the very low socioeconomic status of the people. Some countries have acknowledged the need for AT support to persons with disabilities through policies, but they have not identified a clear provision strategy to assist in the acquisition of assistive products. 11. 26. In addition to the financial constraints experienced in obtaining AT, a lack of access to prescription services and technical repair of AT exists. Service provision in rural areas is limited, and some users have to purchase AT without the opportunity to be assessed in person. A lack of training facilities has been noted in both the physical and digital AT contexts, impeding ease and efficiency of use. 19. 24. For those in rural areas, it is often difficult to find a technician capable of repairing assistive devices, most notably wheelchairs. 11. 24. Even when AT education services and health centers are available, providers of AT service and repair experience difficulties performing their duties due to lack of accessories and well-trained technicians. 18. Shipping times are prolonged, preventing immediate provision. Moreover, transportation to attend AT service provision appointments has regularly been identified as a barrier to accessing services. 11, 12, 14. This barrier is associated with environmental obstacles that make transportation difficult, amplifying the problem for rural AT users who often must travel long distances. Policy implementation gap. Most African countries, 41 out of 54, 75%, have accepted and ratified the United Nations Convention on Disability, the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, CRPD, 28. According to the convention, Assistive devices for disabled people need to be equitably available, accessible, and affordable irrespective of gender, age, or type of impairment. The successful implementation of international policy in individual countries depends on country-level policy that directs implementation, political will, and adequate government structures to facilitate implementation. 29. However, many states in Africa do not properly implement policies and guidelines to ensure provision of assistive devices. For instance, a study in Malawi has demonstrated that despite many sectoral policies and laws, there remains poor positive input for persons with intellectual disability to access assistive technologies when considering availability, provision, affordability, cost, suitability, and quality. 30. It has also been suggested that the lack of information and communication technology resource centers for people with vision impairment is largely caused by the absence of representatives for blind people within the government's policy-making members in Nigeria. 19. Policy implementation problems in many African countries are more pronounced in rural areas due to a variety of reasons, including a very limited number of providers, poor infrastructure, and lack of skilled personnel for training and maintenance of AT devices. 20. 28. Societal awareness problem and information gap in developing nations, including Africa. Due to the cultural and religious beliefs of the society, there is a misconception and lack of understanding pertaining to disability. This often results in discrimination and abuse of people with disability, even from their own family members. Because of this, some families usually do not think that their children would be empowered or accepted by society if they use AT. A study in Malawi has found that persons with intellectual disabilities are believed to be a curse upon the family and are consequently severed and hidden from the public, implying that they do not need to have the exposure to AT devices. 30. A number of studies have found that people with different impairments face challenges, not for a lack of ability or intelligence, but a lack of knowledge. An information gap was evident with respect to available facilities, options, tools, and technology that could better integrate persons with disabilities into mainstream society to realize their full potential. 13, 19, 20. Conclusions. This systematic review presents findings of the existing challenges and barriers experienced by AT users in Africa. Broadly translated, the findings indicate major issues that include physical and environmental barriers, financial and resource constraints, poor policy implementation, and societal ignorance. AT provision and service in African countries is highly impacted by the economic status of countries and individual people. When comparing rural and urban settings, AT coverage is worse in rural places due to very poor economic status of people, lack of infrastructure, and unavailability of AT services. Further evidence is the lack of information or data on disability and assistive devices, which limits the ability of policymakers and government officials to make informed decisions about demand, supply, quality, and effect of assistive technology. Consistency in research of AT is needed, including the use of established guidelines and questionnaires developed by health and governmental organizations. References. 1. International Classification of Functioning, Disability and Health. ICF, World Health Organization, Geneva, 2001. 2. World Health Organization, Disability and Rehabilitation, Assistive Devices and Technologies. World Health Organization. https://www.who.int/disabilities/technology/on/access May 4, 2020. 3. S. Arthanat, C. D. Simmons, and M. Favreau, Exploring Occupational Justice and Consumer Perspectives on Assistive Technology, Canadian Journal of Occupational Therapy, Volume 79, No. 5, pages 309-319, 2012. 4. World Report on Disability. Geneva, Switzerland, World Health Organization, 2011. 5. R. Matter, M. Harness, T. Odrud, J. Borg, and A. H. Ide, Assistive Technology in Resource-Limited Environments, A Scope and Review, in Eng, Disability Rehabilitation Technol, Volume 12, No. 2, pages 105-114, February 2017, doi:10.1080/17483107.2016.1188170. 6. S. Visaggi et al. A Description of Assistive Technology Sources, Services and Outcomes of Use in a Number of African Settings, in Eng, Disability Rehabilitation Technol, Volume 12, No. 7, pages 705-712. October 2017, doi:10.1080/17483107.2016.1244293. 7. D. Moher, Preferred reporting items for systematic reviews and meta-analyses. The PRISMA Statement, Annals of Internal Medicine, Volume 151, p. 264, 2009, DOI 10.7326/0003-4819-151-4-2009081180-00135. 8. Covalent Systematic Review Software. 2019. Veritas Health Innovation, Melbourne, Australia, online. Available. www.covidence.org. 9. GHGIAT et al. Grade, An Emerging Consensus on Rating Quality of Evidence and Strength of Recommendations, BMJ, Volume 336, No. 7650, pages 924-926. 2008, DOI 10.1136/BMJ.39489.470347.AD. 10. Zeman, K. Parrott, E. Aerometers, C. Lockwood, and M. Peters, Supporting Document for the Joanna Briggs Institute Levels of Evidence and Grades of Recommendation. The Joanna Briggs Institute, Adelaide, Australia, 2014. 11. S. Amosan, A. Nosey, and H. Buchanan, locally manufactured wheelchairs in Tanzania. Are users satisfied? In Eng, A. for Health C, Volume 16, No. 4, pages 1174-1181, December 2016, DOI 10.4314/US.V16I4.37. 12. A. R. Foley and J. O. Masangela, The Use of Mobile Devices as Assistive Technology in Resource-Limited Environments, Access for Learners with Visual Impairments in Kenya, Disability and Rehabilitation Assistive Technology, Volume 10, No. 4, pages 332-339, 2015, DOI 10.3109/1748310.7.2014.974220. 13. J. Kamag, E. Lahanga, and M. Kizanjiri, The Challenges of Adopting and Learning Assistive Technologies for Visually Impaired Learners in Higher Learning Institution in Tanzania, International Journal of Emerging Technologies and Learning, Volume 15, No. 1, pages 140-151, 2020, DOI 10.3991/IJET.V15I01.11453. 14. L. Magnusson, N. Ramstrand, E. I. Franson, and G. Alstrom, Mobility and Satisfaction with Lower Limb Prostheses and Orthoses Among Users in Sierra Leone, A Cross-Sectional Study, in Eng, J. Rehabilmed, Volume 46, No. 5, pages 438-46, May 2014, DOI 10.2340/16501977-1780. 15. L. Magnusson and G. Alstrom, Patient Satisfaction with Lower Limb Prosthetic and Orthotic Devices and Service Delivery in Sierra Leone and Malawi, in Eng, BMC Health Services, Volume 17, No. 1, p. 102, February 1, 2017, DOI 10.1186/S12913-017-2044-3. 16. L. Magnusson and G. Alstrom, Prosthetic and Orthotic Users' Satisfaction with Their Lower Limb Assistive Device in Malawi and in Sierra Leone, Prosthetics and Orthotics International, Volume 39, 1, p. 318, June 2015. 17. K. Bastable, S. Dada, and C. J. Uwais, The Effect of a Non-Powered, Self-Initiated Mobility Program on the Engagement of Young Children with Severe Mobility Limitations in the South African Context, in Eng, Fize Akupther Pediatre, Volume 36, No. 3, pages 270-91, August 2016, DOI 10.3109/01942638.2015.1126879. 18. L. Magnusson and G. Alstrom, Experiences of Providing Prosthetic and Orthotic Services in Sierra Leone, The Local Staff's Perspective, in Eng, Disabilirehabil, Volume 34, No. 24, pages 2011-8, 2012, DOI 10.3109/09638288.2012.667501. 19. P. Okunji and D. C. Ogwetsi, Awareness and Barriers to Adoption of Assistive Technologies Among Visually Impaired People in Nigeria, Assistive Technology, Volume 31, No. 4, pages 209-219, August 2019, doi 10.1080/10400435.2017.142159420. 20. MYI Jadinala, TO Ojo, FO Akintan, AO Adimu, ASF Olan, and OGO Kanji, engendering a conducive environment for university students with physical disabilities, assessing availability of assistive facilities in Nigeria, in Eng, Disable Rehabil Assist Technol, Volume 14, No. 4, pages 354-360, May 2019. Doi 10.1080/17483107.2018.144901. 21. F. Hamidi, P. Mbolo, D. Onyango, M. Hinney, S. McGrath, and M. Baljko, Participatory Design of DIY Digital Assistive Technology in Western Kenya, Proceedings of the Second African Conference for Human-Computer Interaction, Thriving Communities, New York, ASIC Computing Machinery, in English, 2018, pages 78-88. 22. UU's, AMOO, and Imonyanga, Wheelchair Accessibility of Public Buildings in the Central Business District of Harare, Zimbabwe, in Eng, Disable Rehabil, Volume 23, No. 11, pages 496, July 20, 2001, doi 10.1080/09638280010008924. 23. T.K. Hamzat, O.A. Alaliai, and O.T. Agbamuhi, Psychosocial Impact of Wheelchair Usage on Individuals with Mobility Disability in Ibadan, Nigeria, in Eng, Afra J. Mehmet C., Volume 44, No. 1, pages 89-94, March 2015. 24. E. Williams et al. Perspectives of Basic Wheelchair Users on Improving Their Access to Wheelchair Services in Kenya and Philippines. A Qualitative Study. In Eng, BMC and Health Hum Rights, Volume 17, No. 1, p. 22, August 17, 2017, doi 10.1186/S12914-017-0130-6. 25. United Nations, Accessibility and Development, Mainstreaming Disability in the Post-2015 Development Agenda. 2015. Online. Available. https://www.un.org/disabilities/documents/accessibility_and_development.pdf. 26. S. Vizagi, E. Scheffler, and M. Schneider, Policy Implementation and Wheelchair Service Delivery in a Rural South African Setting, in Eng, Afra J. Disable, Volume 2, No. 1, pages 63-63. 2013, doi 10.4102/ajod.v2i1.63. 27, J. A. Hosam, M. P. Apoku, J. A. Dogb, W. Nketsia, and C. Hammond, The Use of Assistive Technologies Among Children with Disabilities, The Perception of Parents of Children with Disabilities in Ghana, Disability and Rehabilitation Assistive Technology, pages 18, 2019. 28, S. M. Martin, G. Polk, and DRC Fiala, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, 2013. 29. R. Lang, M. Kett, N. Gross, and J.F. Trani, Implementing the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, Principles, Implications, Practice and Limitations, Alter, Volume 5, No. 3, pages 206-220, 2011. 30. P.M.G. Ngoma, Discourse on Intellectual Disability and Improved Access to Assistive Technologies in Malawi, Frontiers in Public Health, Review Volume 6, p. 377, 2018.